You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is Let Sleeping Princes Lie, the third novella in the Castle Charming series. Now, I'm going to be skipping an update next week because I'm away on holiday, but then I'll be back in a fortnight with part 15. For now, part 14 of Let Sleeping Princes Lie. The wrong question. Z thought that Sarge looked more tired than usual. He'd been interrogating the witch, Ms. Birch, Kai's foster mother, on and off for hours and got nowhere with her. Z and Corporal Jack had taken turns sitting in with them, as it was standard to have a second hound to witness anything said. The princes, Cyrus and Chase, insisted on being here too. But the witch said nothing. So they had nothing to report when Princess Camilla returned from hiding Kai in her tower. Nothing, she said impatiently. Nothing, Chase ground out. A colossal waste of time. Sarge had finally asked the princes to leave, in case the witch was more receptive to a smaller audience. Corporal Jack stayed with him, and that left Z in the unenviable position of keeping an eye on the princes to make sure they didn't do anything stupid. Camilla, at least, could be relied upon to do that job now that she was here. I want to burn it to the ground, the princess said aloud. Okay, maybe Z had miscalculated who was the most sensible member of the family. The doghouse, frowned Chase. I think the Sarge might object. The castle, said Camilla. Don't you ever feel that the people of Charming would be better off without a royal family? Save us all from the revolutionaries, Cyrus said dryly. I mean it. If the king is the kind of man who would arrange his own baby son's kidnapping, then why exactly should our family keep pretending that the people can trust us, that we have their best interests at heart? We all know you would rather play with your paints and inks than be a princess, Chase muttered. Camilla levelled a sharp expression at him. Really, we're going to talk about my lack of commitment to being a royal? You and Cyrus have been disgracing the family name since you were old enough to fake your way into drinking clubs. Shut up, both of you, said Cyrus sharply. Camilla opened her mouth to argue, but swallowed it quickly. Oh, crap. Z hadn't seen them arrive. They didn't pop out of empty air or anything. They were simply there. Six spinning wheels, in a semicircle around the arguing royals. She drew her baton. The needles gleamed at the end of each spinning wheel, long and sharp. Perhaps she could use her baton to move one of them aside, or should she go for the sword instead? Back up, she warned the three of them. Are you planning to fight them? Chase asked in a choked sound that was almost a laugh. Careful, we don't want to find out too late that you're secretly a... He trailed off, clearly remembering a beat too late that, yes, Z was secretly a princess. I left all that behind, she told the spinning wheels fiercely, knowing it didn't matter whether she felt like a princess or not. Kai had no idea he was a prince, and the spinning wheel had taken him. Now, she snapped at the royals, not taking her eyes off the spinning wheels. Move it. They ran. And after a few beats, Z ran with them. Inside the airy former stable that served the castle hounds as their headquarters, the doghouse, Sarge looked up in surprise as they burst in. Z slammed home the bolts, though what even was the point of that? Magic spinning wheels laughed in the face of locks. What's going on? Asked Sarge, eyes on Z, clearly awaiting a sensible report. It was Camilla who answered, marching towards Ms. Birch. The witch sat calmly on a pile of upturned crates as if it was the most elegant sofa. We're out of time. You need to tell us everything. I doubt your questions will be any more inspiring than those of the good sergeant, said Ms. Birch, nose in the air. He's less likely to hit you, snapped Camilla. Your Highness, Sarge protested. Camilla stood over the witch, glowing with outrage, literally glowing, Zee realized. The ink tattoos on Camilla's arms were brighter than usual and humming with power. "I want to know what it's all about," Camilla demanded. "Not about taking Camden. You're clearly never going to tell us the truth about that. I want to know why it started. A witch cursed my father nearly 17 years ago. Why? Who was she? And what exactly did he do to earn her hate?" Ms. Birch smiled. "Finally a question I can answer." "Seriously, Mina?" the Sarge complained. "What can I say, Clay? It took the princess to get to the heart of the issue."
"Pity that she's asking the wrong question."
"That voice didn't belong to any of them. It wasn't even familiar unless..." Z felt a cold sensation creep up her spine as she turned slowly. A man in a long silk dressing gown stood at the door that Z knew she had bolted shut. She knew that the king was entitled to go anywhere in his castle, but this was ridiculous.
"Your Majesty," said the Sarge, scrambling to attention.
"I was..." "Investigating me, Sergeant?" King Yolchus sounded amused, which was rare. Stony silence and the occasional burst of fury at his sons were the most common modes he had witnessed in the king on the few occasions she came into his presence at all. She was well aware that hound duty schedules kept her out of the king's sight as much as possible, especially when she first joined as a cadet, to make sure he did not catch on to her true identity. She had good friends in this castle who wanted to protect her.
"We have a situation," Sarge said between gritted teeth. "There hasn't been time to put together a report."
"By situation, do you mean the return of the woman who kidnapped my baby son?" asked the king. "Or do you mean a conspiracy between you all to conceal the fact that my son is here in this very castle?"
There was a long, startled silence.
Then Prince Chase threw up his hands. "What the fuck?" he roared. "If you know everything, then how about you start explaining it to us? I am so sick of all the bloody secrets in this family."
"What did you do, father?"
It was Cyrus who spoke this time. Cyrus, the quiet one, who spent more time worrying about how fast he could run a mile than he did about royal protocols. Of the siblings, he was the one more likely to be polite and deferential in the presence of his father, the one least likely to challenge King Yolchus to his face.
"What did you do?" he asked now. "How exactly did you bring this curse down on our family?"
King Yolchus smiled. A cruel twist of a smile.
"What did I do to earn our curse? Why don't you ask the witch who cursed us?"
Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next fortnight.